Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There is a race coming up for New York State Comptroller, and I finally met the gentleman who is the Republican nominee and is going to be the official Republican nominee to run for New York State Comptroller just this morning. I met him for the first time this morning. Joe Hernandez and I were exchanging text messages before, but today I was in Albany this morning, and I heard him talk, and he delivered such an amazing, impassioned speech. And I've worked in politics, national level, state level, you name it. As you folks know, I was a spokesman for Vivek Ramaswamy's presidential campaign. I work for now United States Senator Bernie Moreno. I worked for Elise Stefanik when she was running for governor. I've worked at every political race, you name it, as a communications consultant. But when I heard Joe Hernandez this morning, I thought, wow, this guy is not only impressive, but I think this is the one race, one big statewide race that we can win because we have the right man and the right candidate. And he is on the live line right now. Joe Hernandez, the Republican GOP candidate for New York State Comptroller. Mr. Hernandez, you are live on News Radio 930 WBEN with Stefan Mihailu. It was like a few hours ago where I saw you in Albany this morning.
Indeed, Stefan. Thank you for that wonderful introduction. I'm humbled by your introduction. Thank you so much for saying those kind words about me. And you know, my love for this country really knows no bounds. And I'm really doing this because I think the trajectory of the state is in a very dangerous trajectory. We got to change it. And I think you and I agree with that.
Well, I know who you are. I mean, we literally had a great conversation this morning. I heard your speech at the New York State Conservative Conference. So for our WBEN listeners who may not be familiar with you, what's your basic bio? Joe Hernandez, yeah, running for New York State Comptroller.
You know what? I'm such a lucky person. I started my life on the wrong side of the tracks, as they say. You know, I was born in Cuba. I was born in a communist socialist society, and you know, by the grace of God, you know, my father was thrown in prison in Cuba. I know that sounds horrible, but it was a blessing in disguise, because what ultimately happened is, you know, my dad was in a coma, and the communists in the 1980s during the Mariel Boatlift, you know, pretty much said, what are we going to do with this guy? We're going to send him and his family out of here. So they put us on a boat. We came to South Florida, and you know, my father started from nothing, washing dishes, my mom cleaning houses, and you know, they told us to get educated, to work hard, because nothing in life is free, and to love this adopted country that gave us an opportunity that our own country didn't give us. And then they said, someday in your life you're gonna have to repay this country. And that's been the trajectory of my story, at least from the early beginnings of life. You know, professionally, I was trained as a scientist. I'm a molecular biologist with a degree in finance, and been working really in the investment Wall Street world for a very long period of time. And I've been slowly in the background watching the craziness in the state, the abuse of power, the creep of socialism and communism. And I got to tell you, my blood just boils, because I can't understand how I left that society and somehow here we're reinjecting and reintroducing these crazy ideologies that rob humanity. I mean, it's just horrible.
It's absolutely bananas, because our backgrounds from being the son of immigrants, my Baba, my Dida, my Tatu, my dad, my uncle, they escaped and fled a communist regime in the old Soviet Union. They were living in Ukraine, fled during the war. And now, Mr. Hernandez, isn't it just bananas? Because, again, your family fled communism, as did mine. And that's exactly what happened in New York City in the People's Republic of New York. They voted for an avowed communist and socialist. So when it comes to New York State Comptroller, how important is that job, to be a check and balance on Kami Mamdani and, of course, bigger picture, Kathy Hochul?
Yeah, look, I mean, I think the reason I was motivated to do this role is it's really the kind of the last gating item, the last, you know, the last door we can close on this crazy ideology and on these politicians that are just out of control. And you know, you can name a lot of them. It is insanity what's happened in Albany, and I would say across the New York New York State. And I think this is role is really important because ultimately it is a position that's elected by the New York residents, and it's got full autonomy over really two major areas. One is the pension fund, which is a massive $290 billion fund that has a lot of firepower. We can do a lot of things with that. I'll talk a little bit about what my plans are for that. But also, you're the ultimate check signer for the state. So you have the ability to audit to make sure that fraud and abuse is prevented and limited. And you have the ability to stop contracts that are not in the best interest of taxpayers. And anything over $50,000 has to come through this office. And ultimately, if I'm elected and lucky enough and empowered to do that, we're going to make sure that we scrutinize every dollar that leaves the coffers of our state, because our taxpayers deserve that.
And can you talk about Mr. Hernandez? This is Joe Hernandez, Republican candidate for New York State Comptroller, that you are literally living in such a beautiful story, the arc of the American dream, coming from nothing, the son of immigrants who fled a communist regime in Cuba. Can you talk about your financial background? Because you've been wildly successful in the private sector, in finance. And that's what separates you from everybody that's running, is that you're not a politician. You know, the current state comptroller was an appointed politician, but isn't that what separates you, is your business and your finance background? And can you talk to our listeners about that, what that entails, what you've done in the private sector, and how that can help you as New York State Comptroller?
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, yeah, no, I think I come to this with really the optics of a business person. And I think, you know, I think we need more business people in government, because we really are not operating government in an efficient, customer-driven fashion. I think we have to kind of change our perspective on how government is run. You know, as I said, I'm trained as a scientist, but I have a degree in finance from University of Florida. I went to Yale. I have a biostatistics degree from Yale and a degree in global health from Oxford University in the UK. And my angle on this is really, you know, focusing and using the limited resources we have to get the biggest bang for our customers. And I want to call it, from here on out, I want to call our taxpayers customers, because at the end of the day, we're customers. We're getting a service for the dollars we give to government. And I think that's the perspective we need to have. You know, I've been lucky in life. I started in the pharmaceutical world. I started working for Merck. So I was there for a number of years. And then I went to Silicon Valley and was involved with a number of transformative companies, including a company that developed the test for human papillomavirus, which is a causative agent of cervical cancer. And then I took that dollar and I do what we do in America, which is you double down and you keep moving your dreams forward. And I built a number of companies. I've built about 12 different companies. We brought five of those public on NASDAQ. So, you know, we know how to build businesses. We know how to create value. Now, we've had some failures along the way, but, you know, I think that the reality is in America, you're able to achieve this greatness that I've been lucky to have achieved.
This is crazy. You're a scientist. You went to an Ivy League school, incredibly successful, building multiple successful businesses in New York State. You are incredibly and insanely overqualified compared to the clowns and the politicians in Albany. So for that reason alone, Joe, I hope you win the race for state controller. So,
well, I appreciate it. I'm just paying the debt back. I mean, honestly, if I was in Cuba, I'd be the most qualified shoe shiner. So the fact that I'm in this great society that allows me to do this, and I tell my kids every day, you know, my kids were born here. I have three beautiful kids. And I every time I have a conversation with them, I always say, when they whine about their situation or whatever, you know, I say, you have no idea. You have won the lottery. The chances of you being born in America is less than 2%. You the day you were born, you won the lottery, and you should be grateful that is your situation, because we are lucky. We forget how great this country is. It's easy to whine, you know, about situations, but we're so lucky. I mean, we're so lucky.
So blessed. I mean, does it really blow your mind then, having, again, being the son of immigrants, your background, my background, that New York City just elected Kami Mamdani, It's exactly what our families fled, is what they elected in New York.
I know, right? It's crazy. It's insanity. I think, look, I think that has a multitude of factors. One is, you know, these are very well organized organizations, very well financed. I would argue there's probably foreign influence there. You know, I have no hard evidence, but if I become comptroller, we're gonna open that Pandora's box and look into that. I think there's such well organized organizations that are driving this ideology that it's a little concerning. The other thing is we have allowed our kids to be indoctrinated in these crazy ideologies. And I always told my kids this. I said, look, communism has killed 100 million people. When you add all the deaths from all these crazy socialist and communist societies around the world, you can count 100 million people dead. What is socialism? What has capitalism done? The ideology that we subscribe to here in America, we have brought 1 billion people out of poverty. I mean, that is, I will bet on capitalism any day, twice a day, compared to socialism and communism, because the data is there. And if you really believe in the data, you should analyze that. The problem is our kids are indoctrinated in this ideology that, you know, that socialism and communism are options that yield value, and they don't. History shows us that it doesn't work.
Well, two more questions for you before we let you go. I know you're busy. Why run, though? Because it was a blessing and a privilege to serve as Erie County Comptroller for 9 years, and I just said, I'm never going to do it again. I'm never going to bang my head against a wall. You've been incredibly successful in the private sector. You can just basically live your life. So why run? Why do it?
You know, I was motivated by you know, and I'm a study. I like to study history and really the foundations of our country. And the founding fathers always had this belief that government like this amazing experiment that we call America that's been going on for 250 years. By the way, the most successful society, the most successful ideology in the last 1,000 years. You know, it's been utterly successful, and the reason that our founding fathers said it would be successful is that they believe in this concept called the citizen politician. This is what you did. This is what I'm doing, which is, look, you live your life, you succeed, you achieve, you serve your government, you serve your people. It is almost like volunteer work that you have to do. And then you go back to your private life. I really believe in that. And I think if we don't stand up and try to continue this great society, this great American experiment that we've been on for 250 years, then who's going to do it? We got to do it. It's our duty. It's almost like military service. You have to do it, and that's why I'm doing it.
Amen to that. We've got 60 seconds left. We got a hard break, Mr. Hernandez. So last question, how does your private sector experience help when it comes to the massive New York State pension fund?
Listen, I think it's such a powerful tool. It's $292 billion of capital that we can use, A, to get better returns, because we've gotten dismal returns, 5.8% last year. That's basically what Treasury bills almost returned. So you could have just put the money in T-bills and gone to sleep. We're going to improve that performance. We're going to bring it up to 10%, which is what, you know, CalPERS and other pension funds have done. And we're going to use it for economic development. I am a big believer that we should be using that capital to bring companies to the state. We've got to build our next generation of tax base. We've got to bring in artificial intelligence, biotechnology, advanced manufacturing, robotics, aviation. We've got to bring those companies to New York. And the best way to do that is to say, look, we'll invest in you, but you got to move your operations to New York. We're going to do that because it's important for our tax base, and it's important for our kids. We got to create jobs for the next generation of New Yorkers, and I'm going to work really hard to do that.
Yeah, I think it's the race that can be won this year for New York State Comptroller. It's Joe Hernandez, Republican and soon to be conservative nominee for New York State Comptroller. It was really great meeting you this morning. It was great listening to your talk, and I greatly appreciate your time here. Thanks so much.
Real pleasure. Listen, thank you so much for what you do. God bless you. God bless the people of New York. Please keep the faith. Come out. Don't give up. I mean, I think, you know, for us to win, we need everybody to come out. All the Republicans, all the conservatives, come out and vote. This is a life-changing opportunity for us, and we got to do it. We got to win, because this trajectory of the current leadership is not a good one.
Got to save our state. Thanks, Joe. Thank you so much. Greatly appreciate that.
Appreciate you, buddy. Have a good one.
You too.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.